Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That was much better from Liverpool, wasn't it? 5-0, goals from everywhere, up the Reds, absolutely brilliant. Straight after the game last night, as always with every home game, we're straight to Hotel Tier to do our post-match reaction show. I was hosting last night, which was good fun. Everyone was in a jubilant mood, as you can imagine. Here's a little clip of us from last night.
It's the post-match show, all the pink. We are here in Hotel Tier. I am John Gibbons, Infinity Lackington. He's doing a bit of video tonight. We're mixing it up. I don't know what you call that, but what I would call that Liverpool performance is excellent. I would call it the best performance of 2019 so far. I'm joined by Paul Senior, by Philippa Smallwood and by Kev Walsh. Coming up later, we will try and answer the question of, is Sadio Mane messing? No. But in the meantime, Kev, I mean, that's exactly what we want today.
Absolutely what the doctor ordered, mate, wasn't it? Sent back on the right-hand side with them fucking balls in his e messing, mate. That's the question. It's sent fucking...
That's not the question, but it might be a question.
But it's my question.
Trent, is your own question, best? Sunshine.
Wait, I need my own show, don't I? The Kev Walsh show, when's it going to happen? That's all we fucking need. But yet, the Reds back right in the game. Exactly what we needed. Decent team comes around here, and we've absolutely twatted. Well, what more is yours?
I mean, Kev's right there, Paul, to point out that they are a good team. I thought they showed plenty. They were always trying to break. They were always trying to stay in it. You see, they were in the FA Cup quarter final. They won by four or five last week anyway. They're a good team, and we just swept them aside.
Yeah, I thought at 2-0, I thought they dug in a little bit, and they were even putting their body on the line where some teams would have just folded and give up at Anfield. I was quite impressed by Watford at that point, but we just found another gear. I thought we were excellent, and I think you said at the beginning there, John, with best performance of 2019 by a long, long way. It wasn't Watford's report tonight, and Liverpool just brushed them aside. They gave a performance, and we were far, far too good for them. It's like, I feel like I've been coming on shows recently a little bit downbeat, even with some wins going, yeah, but it doesn't feel like as good as we can be. I think tonight is close to as good as we can be.
Close to as good as we can be, Philippa. And also, without Firmino in the starting lineup, without, you know, Salah getting amongst the goals, and if someone would have said to me, I'll reverse it, well, we're 5-0 tonight, no Firmino, Salah not scoring, I'd have said no chance, but they did it. It literally happened.
Yeah, you think they were having a laugh, wouldn't you? But I was a bit concerned going into the game today, and I think when the team sheet came out as well, I think everybody was a little bit concerned. But I think Klopp got it spot on tonight. You know, Origi, for me, I think he's earned his place in the side. If Firmino's not fit, he's earned his place in the side for Everton. It's like Paul was saying, it was exactly what we needed there. It was the best performance that we've had this year. I would go as far as to say that's probably one of the best performances we've had this season at Anfield. There's been times where I felt we've had moments where we've outplayed teams, but today I didn't think we give Watford much of a sniff. And they are the best of the rest. You know, they're a decent side, them. And if we hadn't shown up tonight, they could have really, really taken us...
Fucking
you know,
well better than Everton, and we're going to twat them on
stuff. I hope so.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, I guess it's time to try and answer the question, Kev, which is Sadio Mane messing, though?
I reckon the rest of the league must think he's fucking messing. Everyone's like, Sam, we've managed to finally cool Salah down. Mane's like that. Boys, watch this, because I'm not fucking messing me, lad. Right in the game. He was unlucky not to get his hat-trick. He was fucking everywhere. But he's been brilliant for weeks now. Salah's been a little bit quieter, but I thought Salah was absolutely boss tonight, really. He put the shift in we need him to put in. By the end of the game, no, I think he was thinking, fucking hell, these defenders messing. Every time we got the ball in the last 10 minutes, there was 15 Watford players on there. I asked him, he just had extra men on the pitch for him. But the front three were brilliant, I thought. Tiba Kharigi, he didn't have... We had one in game somewhere on our WhatsApp group that he thought the game had passed him by slightly. And I think maybe if you're watching on the telly, it might be one of the performances where possibly it may have looked like that. But on the pitch, he was absolutely fucking excellent. He was up and down that left-hand side, and he had them on pins. And every time he got the ball, he looked dangerous, and I was made up when he got his goal.
The attitude from everyone was right tonight as well. Yeah. You know, I thought everyone was industrious. Everyone was just working hard for the team. It felt like, just even from the get-go, like, oh, hello, it's Liverpool, because... I was there.
That Milner block early.
Yeah. I prefer Milner in midfield, and I know some people don't feel that way, but like in games like tonight, where you think there's going to be a bit of midfield in it, Milner's great. And then I didn't really like the look of the midfield, Philippe, either. When the team came out, and I couldn't quite work out how it was going to play or whatnot. But it just seemed spot on. But Origi, on Kev's point, so direct. Clever with it though, like much more mature from the lad that we had pre his loan spell as well. I felt like for him to come back from what is basically the dead at Liverpool and now being the, what is it, 11 games to go or 10 games to go and the title running, well done lad, because you've absolutely earned your place, as Kev says.
But for all that, is Sadio Mane?
Is Sadio Mane? Is he fucking messing or what?
So that was a little taster of our post-match show that we do after every game. At home games, we're always in Hotel Tier. Away games, we're normally out on the road doing it in the back of a car or wherever we can to get out as soon as possible, our post-match reaction show. If you enjoyed that and you want more and you want, well, to share the journey really with us supporting Liverpool in this fantastic season as we... hopefully build towards a title in May, then we'd love you to come and join us at theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. It's £5 a month for all the audio you could possibly want on following this fantastic football team. And it is a great football team, isn't it? So yeah, theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. Up the Reds.
Sports Social Podcast Network.